Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Today, we turn our attention to a case that has haunted the quiet community of Delphi, Indiana for nearly 8 years, the tragic murders of Abby Williams and Libby German. The trial of Richard Allen, the man convicted of these heinous crimes, concluded in November, but the story is far from over. As Allen prepares to face sentencing this Friday, a dramatic new development has emerged. His legal team has announced they will largely refrain from participating in the hearing, choosing instead to focus their efforts on a forthcoming appeal. This strategic move signals a clear message. Richard Allen continues to maintain his innocence, and his defense is preparing for a protracted legal battle that could bring this case back to the courtroom. The image remains indelible. Two young girls, full of life and promise, venturing out for a walk on a February afternoon, only to be found murdered the following day. The ensuing investigation was exhaustive, spanning years and generating countless leads before finally culminating in the arrest and conviction of Richard Allen. The verdict brought a sense of closure to some, but for Allen and his legal team, it marks the beginning of a new chapter. What forces are at play here? What drives a legal team to essentially concede at sentencing, a crucial stage in the judicial process? What does this strategy reveal about their confidence, or lack thereof, in the initial trial's outcome? These are the questions that now resonate as we approach Friday's hearing. Let's rewind briefly to the trial itself. The prosecution presented their case detailing the evidence they believed linked Allen to the murders. The defense countered, raising questions about the integrity of the investigation and suggesting alternative theories. After weeks of testimony and deliberation, the jury returned a verdict guilty on 4 counts of murder, 2 counts of murder, and 2 counts of felony murder, one of each for each victim. Immediately following the verdict, Allen's defense team made it clear this was not the end. It's not over, one of Allen's attorneys stated, foreshadowing the legal challenges to come. Now, as Allen faces sentencing, that promise is being kept. A memorandum released by Allen's legal team on Wednesday provides critical insight into their strategy. It states unequivocally that Allen has chosen not to participate in the pre-sentence process. This is a significant decision. Typically, defendants cooperate with pre-sentence investigations, providing information that can be used to determine an appropriate sentence. By refusing to participate, Allen is signaling his complete rejection of the conviction and his unwavering belief in his innocence. Furthermore, the memorandum reveals that Allen's legal team will present minimal evidence at Friday's hearing, limiting themselves to the information contained within the memorandum itself. They will also be speaking and articulating arguments in minimal fashion. This approach is highly unusual. Sentencing hearings are typically an opportunity for defense attorneys to advocate for their clients, presenting mitigating factors and arguing for leniency. By choosing to remain largely silent, Allen's team is prioritizing the larger legal battle ahead. The memorandum goes on to explain the rationale behind these decisions. Allen's team states that he was advised not to participate in providing information for the pre-sentence investigation report because they believe there is no value in him continuing to talk with state actors. This statement speaks volumes about the defense's distrust of the prosecution and their belief that any further interaction with state authorities could potentially jeopardize their appeal. The defense team has consistently raised concerns about Allen's pretrial detention. They claim that he was exposed to staff, law enforcement officials, and offenders, all of whom have reported circumstances which negatively impacted his defense. These circumstances include Allen being held in solitary confinement and being housed in multiple jails and prisons. These conditions, the defense argues, created an environment that was inherently prejudicial to Allen's case. Perhaps the most troubling allegation concerns Allen's conversations with a psychologist at the Westville prison. The defense accuses this psychologist of having a deep personal interest in the case and alleges that the psychologist fed Allen information about the crime, which then ended up in Allen's confessions. This claim, if substantiated, could have significant implications for the validity of those confessions and the overall integrity of the trial. The memorandum paints a stark picture of Allen's situation. The practical reality is that unless this matter is reversed and retried, Richard Allen is likely facing the rest of his life in prison. It reads, "Even on his best day at sentencing, Allen will be 85 years old upon his release." This grim assessment underscores the high stakes involved and explains why the defense is so focused on securing a new trial. The defense argues that any further interaction with state actors is pointless, given the likelihood of a second trial. Again, his continued interaction with state actors does not make sense considering that a second trial may occur, which would allow him to present a full defense, the memorandum states. They also point out that Allen will be serving a lengthy sentence regardless of whether he provides a statement to the Allen County Probation Department. Beyond the concerns about pretrial detention, the defense raises a crucial legal argument regarding double jeopardy. Allen was convicted of both murder and felony murder for each victim. The defense contends that he cannot be convicted and sentenced for both offenses when only one killing took place per victim. They believe the court can only enter a judgment solely on the murder conviction, a point they are likely to pursue vigorously in the appeal. Despite their focus on the appeal, the defense memorandum does include some mitigating factors that they hope will be considered during sentencing. These include Allen's lack of prior criminal history, his role as the primary breadwinner for his family, which has caused hardship for his wife, his military service, and his long history of mental illness, including treatment for major depressive disorder and anxiety disorder. What we see here is a defense team laying the groundwork for a complex and multifaceted appeal. They are challenging not only the verdict itself, but also the circumstances surrounding Allen's pretrial detention and the legal basis for his convictions. They are essentially arguing that Allen was denied a fair trial due to a combination of factors, including potentially prejudicial conditions during his detention and a flawed legal process. The upcoming sentencing hearing is now largely a formality. The real battle will be fought in the appellate courts. Richard Allen maintains his innocence, and his legal team is determined to give him another chance to present his case. The community of Delphi, still reeling from this tragedy, will have to wait longer for a definitive resolution. The ticking clock continues, marking not just the passage of time, but also the ongoing legal process that will determine Richard Allen's fate.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.